This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health, Nutrition, and News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Eric Anderson, the Vice President of Global Sales and Marketing for NatoPharma ASA Norway, an international biotechnology company and exclusive supplier of MinoQ7, the only clinically researched and validated natural vitamin K2. Since 2007, NatoPharma has driven the research and development for vitamin K2 collaboration with VitaK University in Maastricht, the Netherlands, working to substantiate the health benefits of natural vitamin K2, and now have entered into a multi-year program with the Cardiovascular Institute Maastricht to further develop the understanding of K2's CV benefits. Eric, certainly a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for inviting us here today. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And you are more than welcome. So, Eric, let's start off with, what is vitamin K2 for the listeners to get a better understanding?
Well, Henrik Dahm discovered vitamin K1 in the early 1930s and recognized that vitamin K is necessary for the liver to clot blood for coagulation. And coagulation in Dutch German is spelled with a K, hence vitamin K. And at that time, the medical community felt that they had a good understanding of what vitamin K does in the body. But about 20 years ago, researchers in Japan noticed that the northern population had stronger bones and fewer fractures than the southern population. So they began to examine this, and they recognized that in the north, there was a large consumption of a food called natto, N-A-T-T-O. And natto is fermented soybeans. When the bacteria consume the soybean protein, it produces a fermentation, and within that fermentation is a very rich source of natural vitamin K2. And so the link between vitamin K2 consumption and bone health was explored, and it was determined that vitamin K2 activates proteins that need vitamin K2 to do their job. So once these proteins become active, a protein called osteocalcin helps to put calcium in the bones where you need it. And later, another protein was discovered by VitaK at the University of Maastricht that showed that a protein called MGP, matrix GLA protein, was a protein that the body needed vitamin K to activate to keep the calcium out of the arteries. So that was a discovery. Vitamin K2 has roles outside of blood clotting. Vitamin K2 is the type of vitamin K that's responsible for putting calcium in the bones where you want it and keeping it out of the arteries where you don't.
And moving this further, why do we need vitamin K2?
Well, simply that it's an essential vitamin. You know, vitamins are needed for human health. And we know from population studies and we know from observational studies that populations that consume a lot of vitamin K2 from food supply have stronger bones and healthier hearts. I mentioned the Japanese studies linking vitamin K2 to bone health, but there was a study in 2004 in the Netherlands known as the Rotterdam study. In this study, they followed 4,800 participants for 10 years. The folks that consumed the most K2, in this case, mostly from cheese, had 50% less arterial calcification, 50% less arterial calcification, and 50% fewer coronary heart disease-related deaths compared to the lowest consumption. So that was an amazing finding. And by the way, the overall death rate went down about 25%, which makes sense. If cardiovascular disease kills half the population, then if you reduce it by half, then you would expect other causal deaths to go down about half as well. So that link was then established, and that's what led NatoPharma and VitaK to enter into a research alliance to begin to look specifically at vitamin K2 supplementation and cardiovascular health. We've just completed a 3-year trial on 244 healthy postmenopausal women. And the importance here is that it's a healthy population, not a disease population. And in this trial, over the 3-year period, women that took vitamin K2 and NAQ7, 180 micrograms per day, had stronger bones, preserved bone mass, and it actually improved bone strength indices. And that's important. So when you strike the bone, when you have an impact, that the bone is resilient and is able to withstand that impact. And also in that study, over a 3-year period, there was actually a regression of preformed arterial stiffness. So in these healthy women, we actually showed that their arteries became more flexible, which is very important for health and to prevent the conditions associated with hardening of the arteries.
Now, you had mentioned vitamin K2 consumption is important for bone health. Tell us more about that and the link to osteoporosis, if you would.
As we grow, the children have the greatest need to have active osteocalcin. That's the protein, osteo for bone and calcium for calcium. Children accumulate bone mass, and the bone mass peaks in the early 20s. So once that peak bone mass is achieved, that's all that we'll ever reach. The key then is to spare the loss of bone over time. Now, men tend to have larger skeletons, and that thus they have more bone to lose. Women tend to have smaller skeletons, and there is an accelerated bone loss around menopause that they have a rather significant drop, which then levels out. So women are much greater risk of having a fracture later in life due to bone loss. Now, we don't believe it's possible to completely stop loss of bone. It's a natural process of aging. As we get older, we lose bone mass. The key is to preserve as much bone mass as possible. And we know that in populations that consume a lot of vitamin K2, the bone mass and the bone strength is preserved. So when we look at the Dutch population, for example, there's a lot of fermented cheese consumed as part of the diet, and the Dutch tend to have healthier, stronger bones as a result. Now, if we look at Norway, our company is based in Oslo, Norway, Natto Pharma. Norway has amongst the highest consumption of calcium, but also the highest incidence of osteoporosis. Well, certainly, bone health is multifactorial. So without sunshine 6 months out of the year, the Norwegians don't have the exposure to vitamin D that other cultures do. And without a lot of leafy green vegetables, you're not getting a good source of vitamin K1. And there's not that much vitamin K2 in the diet from fermented cheeses. So they're at a significant disadvantage. When the Norwegians recognized that vitamin K2 from the Japanese diet could potentially promote bone health and preserve the loss of bone, that's when they became very interested, and that's why Natto Pharma, Norway, was founded.
Very interesting. To definitely talk about this for a while today, we are with Eric Anderson, the Vice President of Global Sales and Marketing for Natto Pharma ASA Norway, an international biotechnology company and exclusive supplier of MenaQ7, the only clinically researched and validated natural vitamin K2 here on eHealth Radio's General Health, Nutrition, and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Who would need vitamin K2 the most?
Well, I would say that we need vitamin K2 at all stages of our lives. I mentioned that children have the fastest growing bones and the greatest amount of inactive osteocalcin. So they have the greatest need for vitamin K in the diet to build the initial healthy bone mass. In the West, in the American society, we're not feeding our kids a lot of leafy green vegetables for vitamin K1. And unfortunately, we're not feeding our kids foods that are rich in vitamin K2, like fermented cheeses, American cheese, provolone, Gruyere. Fermented cheeses are a nice, rich source of natural vitamin K2. We're giving our kids macaroni and cheese, which should be called macaroni and chemicals. We're feeding our kids American singles, which aren't cheese. It's soybean oil and food coloring. And so we seem to be systematically depriving our kids of a fundamental vitamin that's needed to maximize bone growth and bone health. And then I would say through all stages of life, through our adult phase and into our mature phase, and certainly for women and men that recognize that they may be have a maybe subject to a risk of loss of bone, and also for both genders, an increase in the risk of cardiovascular calcification, stiffening of the arteries. So vitamin K2 has now been linked to two of the most significant health concerns, bone health and heart health, and it's incumbent upon us as the natural products industry, as a health industry, to make sure that we spread the word, you know, to the general population so that we can realize these benefits. Just as with fish oil, omega-3 fatty acids, with vitamin D3, vitamin K2 is the newly recognized essential nutrient for bone health and heart health, and we're trying to get the word out as quickly as possible.
There is also so much conflicting information on vitamins and supplements readily available to consumers. How do we know what to believe and what to disregard in the regard to some of our conversation and more?
Well, that's always the challenge, right? There's always the flavor of the month, what to avoid, what to embrace. In this case, we know that vitamin K2 has historically been a significant part of our food chain. We're just now recognizing the importance of it being there. I would say that over the past 4 or 5 years, there have been a number of studies published, British Medical Journal, JAMA, New England Journal of Medicine, linking calcium intake from both supplements and foods to an increased risk of cardiovascular events, negative cardiovascular events. As a result, we see that hospitals and physicians are no longer recommending calcium to their patients. As a result, we've seen calcium sales fall 30% over the past 3 years. And when Dr. Oz goes on his show and says his top health concern is too much calcium consumption, then that really puts tremors throughout the market. And that's unfortunate because calcium is absolutely essential. What these studies have not taken into account is vitamin K status in these populations. So now we have shown in a 3-year double-blind placebo-controlled study that 180 micrograms of Menna-Q7 natural vitamin K2 per day preserves bone mass, improves bone strength, and actually improves the flexibility of arteries, reversing age-related preformed stiffening. So this data is immutable. It's now shown beyond doubt that vitamin K2 plays an active role in both bone health and heart health.
If you would, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information, Eric, and where they can purchase Menna-Q7?
Sure. The best place to start is Menna-Q7.com, M-E-N-A-Q, the number 7.com. You can also find more information at NattoPharma.com, N-A-T-T-O-P-H-A-R-M-A.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or final tip on today's topic?
Well, we just appreciate very much the opportunity to be with you today. Within the nutrition industry, it always takes a number of years for the education to come down from industry to the consumer. And it's so important that when we recognize the direct link between vitamins and nutrients and real health benefits, that we get the word out. So we appreciate very much this opportunity, and thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Eric Anderson, the Vice President of Global Sales and Marketing for Natto Pharma ASA, Norway, an international biotechnology company and exclusive supplier of Menna-Q7, the only clinically researched and validated natural vitamin K2. And the websites of reference is Menna-Q7.com as well as Natto Pharma. Eric, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health, Nutrition, and News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.